CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. History is expected to be made in Mexico tonight.
Presidenta! Presidenta!
Voters were expected to elect the country's first female president. Results could be known in a few hours. CBS's Enrique Acevedo in Mexico City says violence, however, has stalked many lower-level candidates in the election.
The electoral process has been impacted by violence. Officially, 37 candidates have been killed, and hundreds more have faced attacks or intimidation. But an independent report by local think tank Integralia says the number of those attacked could be as high as 700, including 231 candidates killed.
CBS News has learned that President Biden is expected to sign an executive order as early as Tuesday that would partially shut down asylum processing along the southern border. The order will let Border Patrol agents quickly deport migrants who enter the country illegally without processing their asylum claims when unlawful crossings pass a certain threshold. At a heavily guarded annual Israel Day parade in New York City, tens of thousands of people demanded the release of hostages being held by Hamas. Here's Governor Kathy Hochul.
Let these families be in peace. Let them be with their loved ones. Let that happen not a day longer.
And the world is waiting to see if Israel and Hamas will accept a proposal to end the war in Gaza. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Qatari, Egyptian, and American mediators now calling on both Israel and Hamas to finalize the agreement. Now, this is as Israeli forces pound Rafah in southern Gaza, killing at least 60 Palestinians over 24 hours. In a statement, Prime Minister Netanyahu insisted the war would continue until Hamas's military and governing capabilities were destroyed and that Gaza no longer, quote, poses a threat.
Millions are preparing for severe weather overnight, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The areas that are most under the gun are the eastern parts of the plain into the lower Missouri Valley. So that would include like the eastern Dakotas, eastern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, into Iowa, Minnesota.
A 14,000-acre fire is burning about an hour east of San Francisco. Here's CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Josh Silvera.
The big concern is the grass crop. Being out, just walking through it, it's, you know, 4 feet tall, and it's pretty thick and matted. We call it a light flashy fuel. That grass just burns so readily, especially when it's fanned by the east winds.
Police in Akron, Ohio tonight appealed for help from the public finding whoever shot into a crowd at a party early this morning, killing at least one person. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We have some encouraging news about children and peanut allergies.
Children who consume peanut products in the first 5 years of their lives are less likely to develop a peanut allergy, even as they approach early adolescence. That, according to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Very early in life, the immune system is very malleable. That's why we have this early window of time in which we can intervene, introducing peanut to actually prevent peanut allergy, a life-threatening medical issue.
Dr. Carolyn Below with Brigham and Women's Hospital has asked how long immunity might last.
That's going to have to be a future step for the project. At this point, we now know the intervention lasts all the way to 12 years of age. Stay tuned to see if we can follow up these same families at older ages.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Oregon's entire coastline's been closed to mussel harvesting because of an unprecedented outbreak of shellfish poisoning. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 50s. A few showers and thunderstorms on your Monday, a high near 70 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night and a low near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon. Currently 66 degrees.
Memorial Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Nothing. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. One day up near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. When feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. for me and my Bobby.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Ski Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Ski Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
Morning, starshine, to lead us along, my love and me as we sing, our early morning. good morning, Sasha. So happy to be, my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Bitty glip, glippy, nibby, nabby, nibby, la, 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 lo, lo. Dabba, sibby, sabba, nibby, abba, nabba, zizi, lo, lo. Ooby, ooby, wala.
The ships roll in, Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
time. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Take off.
that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. I want to do, I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Breaking news, Claudia Sheinbaum is expected to have won election as Mexico's first woman president today. According to an estimate by a polling firm, the ruling party candidate won about 58% of the vote.
The voting lines were long, the sun hot. Ruby Abundez, a mother of three, voted today in an election where two women are the top contenders to be president of Mexico.
¿Quién gane que sea Xochitl o que sea Claudia?